Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello there. Right, we're doing thick and fast with these shows now. So joining me on this show, I'm going to introduce you to, and I'm going to get them to say hello. So say hello, Alex King and Carly Hayes.
Hello.
How are you both?
Yeah, good. 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 Happy birthday to me.
I know, because I wanted to say that, but then when you're listening, someone's listening to this in April or doesn't know who you are, it's just following, isn't it? But happy birthday.
Thank you.
Pizza or Chinese was tonight? What we got?
Oh, Chinese. How did you know?
Oh, greatest way to celebrate a birthday. Anyway, so you'll see Alex, who's 1 year older. I don't know who is the year that she is today at Creator Day. But what I'm going to get is Alex to introduce herself, and then we'll hand over to Carly for our little introductions that we have so we can start to become familiar with all these great and talented people that are heading down to Poole in April. Alex, can you introduce you and what you do?
Of course, yes. My name's Alex King. I'm probably best known as I was a writer for Lads Mag in the early 2000s, the Lads Mag era. So I'm an ex-journalist, or I'm still a journalist for some things, copywriter, sometimes foodie writer, and I always say cheese addict because it's my favourite thing. I can't live without cheese. But apparently recently, in the last year, somebody has said to me, Alex, you need to change your LinkedIn profile to translating tech and jargon for an enjoyable read. And I thought, I'll put that on there.
Is that what it now says?
Yeah.
By the way, one of the most humbling experiences, let me share that, Carly, one of the most humbling experiences this year is when Alex was presenting, she was with the Creator Lab team at the college. And Alex was introducing her experience and working on Lads magazines. And you had to spend 10 minutes explaining to a group of students what Lads magazines were.
Oh, so awkward.
Wow.
They said, so you had girls with not many clothes on a front cover. I was like, yeah. But it was lighthearted, and I was kind of digging myself a hole, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. But it's a tough one when it was bemused looks from a group of people that you didn't want to say to people, you don't remember FHM? You don't remember Loaded? It was a scratching head moment for the Creator Lab students as we had to explain what printed magazines were. Hey, Carly. Hey, we're now, so from Alex, we're going to get on our magic carpet. We're going to go to North London, to Walthamstow, in fact. And here's Carly. Carly, introduce yourself and what you do.
I was just going to comment that if I was describing a lads magazine now, maybe not to my kids because they're a bit young, but I would say Gladiators. Think Gladiators, but a bit worse, right?
Yeah. Yes, good. Yeah, because Gladiators has come back, so everybody knows it now.
I went to university with one of the referees.
Did
it's awful, isn't it? It's awful now someone's listening to this. Thinking, God, blimey, is this the way it goes? Hey, Carly, introduce, what do you...
Anyway.
Share with them what you do, Carly.
I am a social media marketer. And I've been doing it for about 6 years, working for myself. And I used to focus on solely healthcare clients because medical research is my background. But at the beginning of this year, I started offering my services to small businesses in and around North East London. And it's been absolutely fantastic focusing on small video on Instagram and Reels. Really, there's so many great businesses doing really interesting things around here.
Yeah, because that's your platform, isn't it? Is that, I know that we're acquainted on Instagram. So that's...
Yeah, that's my thing.
Are you seeing it with others? Are other people, is it becoming easier? How do you see... All right, here's a quick question then. Because it's never easy when we're recording ourselves. If you're creating the reels, is that one of the toughest skills to get over, is to be ourselves and to talk? Because you're good at it. You can talk, you can present. But is that one of the biggest skills that we can have is?
I think for a lot of people, it is just, it's breaking through that showing your face. Like, and that's one of the things that I'm working on, is like a program of getting people to gradually introduce themselves. And I didn't find it easy a couple of years ago. I really forced myself into it. So, and it does get easier, but it's just that first initial push to start doing it regularly. A lot of people find it tough.
Yeah, because
do you practice in the mirror? Like, well, how, what do you do? You don't just go straight onto the screen. Do you practice or?
I think this is why I love to heavily edit stuff. So, I mean, nobody knows when you post a video, nobody knows how many takes you've done, do they? So, I mean, you could do one, you could do 100. It doesn't matter. It's just about getting yourself comfortable with it. So
I do a, on the Thursday newsletter, so I do a little 90-second video. It's crazy, isn't it? The amount of photos we have ourselves on our camera reels that just take up, that we can just keep on scrolling. Hey, so let me pick up on this. So again, Alex, part of you, the media, familiar with it all, but Carly, as I mentioned, traveling down from North London, there's, how are you getting down? Train or driving?
I'm getting the train. Yeah, getting the train.
Down to Waterloo, down to Poole. So Poole is Carly's hometown. Yeah. When did you move down to Poole, Carl? When did you move down to Poole? When did you move away from Poole?
Well, I moved to Poole when I was 13, and then I went off to university in Leicester.
I went to Leicester.
Did you? Yeah. It
was... I'll save that for an Instagram DM very quickly to the folks at home. What did you study?
Genetics.
I did geography. Began with a G. Lovely university. Anyway, back to your story. Carry on.
Yeah. So I went to university in Leicester, moved home briefly after that, back to Poole. And then my first job out of university was working in a DNA diagnostics lab for the NHS in Birmingham. So, yeah.
So here's my next question. So you're coming down to the lighthouse. You know the lighthouse, yeah?
I do know the lighthouse, yeah.
So you're coming down to the lighthouse, but you haven't, you know, you haven't been into the You're the Media space before. This is the first time. Does it feel easier because Poole is where you were born? How does all this feel? How does it feel for you? You're going to leave the family, you're coming down. How does this feel for you? Does it feel easier that it's coming back home effectively?
It definitely does. Yeah, I know exactly where I'm going. I've done the train journey loads of times, so I know what to expect. And yeah, I think it definitely feels easier. And for me, I'm an introvert when it comes to meeting people. And I think that's what really appealed to me about Creator Day as well, because I just hate the idea of walking into a big conference full of hundreds of people and having to like make small talk, whereas this definitely feels more like there is a benefit for me personally, and it feels like it's an easier, more friendly and group of more approachable people because of the way it's been designed.
So. Yeah, thank you. Before I get Alex to back this up, but I'm with you all the way. It's horrible. And I'm seeing this year in particular, before I hand over to you, Alex, 2024 seems to be the year where there's more out there, there's more options, there's more of a pull for us to get out, to go to places. But I also recognise that these decisions that we make have to be bang on. They have to be right, because there is now confidence of getting out. We're realising that it's good for us to get out and meet. But the other thing is, and I do understand it, when you're coming to a place with hundreds of people, it's easy to be in a corner, and it's easy to not jump in feet first, because that's not the way that we're programmed. Alex, from your side, backing this up for Carly, and just by kind of validating to say, look, it's not that when you walk into a place or it's just going to be absolute bedlam with business cards and a place that feels curated and safe and right, and know it's with like-minded people. And I want to use you.
Yeah, for a little background, so I've been part of You're the Media since 2013, its inception, when it was six of us around a table. Do you remember, Mark? About six of us around a table. We're on a Zoom call to people who were talking to us about their business journey and how they promoted themselves. I was thinking the other day, some of the OGs, the originals, are still there, like Stuart Perrett. Shout out to Stuart Perrett. Matthew Lawrence, I don't know, he's coming, but we were a tiny group and it wasn't daunting. It was there, all being able to speak, like only six of us, one-on-one to some, and just having a little chit-chat, learning from these people. And then I kept coming to them, and then I popped off to have a baby in the middle, 2016. And by the time I came back, it was huge, Mark. It had exploded. So I did have that very little bit scary coming into a whole room of people. Some I did know, some I didn't know. So it was that whole daunting aspect. But as soon as I walked in the door, those people I recognised. And you came over, I think, Mark, hey! You know, normal Mark. Hey, you've come back. And everybody was just suddenly not looking like a networking, lots of solicitors in the corner. It wasn't like that at all. It was very welcoming and very much, how are you? What do you do? What brings you here? You know, how long have you been part of it, kind of thing. And it's a network of people from all backgrounds, all parts, walks of life, and all after the same goal. So you've all got a connection with each other. You all want the same thing. You all want to grow, get your voice heard, which I think is all our mission, isn't it? And we get tips along the way, don't we? You learn and grow together, which is just, it's so lovely. It's a learning experience.
Because I'm figuring this out as well. Sorry, I'm butting in and that's rude of me. One day I'll get used to this. Because why is it, and I do acknowledge this, that there are people that are supportive. There are people that are there for a helping hand and to talk to and to just have an okay conversation in it, rather than it being coercive or someone else wanting to get their own agenda in or to look beyond us because they want to move on to the next person. I want to know what, and I'm trying to figure out why. Because when you're around good people, it's magnified. Because we know that there are many other great business places to go to, but the theme may be more on selling our products and services to anyone that will buy. And I just want to try and figure out where there is that friendliness, for want of a better word, that feels approachable. I haven't been like the events that we've been, everyone seems to be on somebody's side, or you want it to work, or is that just because of the way that maybe it's because, I'm trying to figure out as I'm talking, the way that the room is set. Yeah, this is what you do. Mm. You kind of set the parameters, like what we have here. We have a WhatsApp group, and the WhatsApp group said, let's create a podcast. And so who's in? And then other people that come in say, can I come on the show? Can I do that? And it keeps going. But it becomes this kind of unwritten etiquette in terms of behavior. And I just want to pick up on that, particularly for you, Alex. I think that might be a thing there, isn't it? Is that people know how to behave rather than...
There's still elements of it as well. Like, you set up the WhatsApp group. So you already got to know these people. You feel like you know them already. You know, you're having chats every day and people are saying something and saying something nice and positive. And it's that thing, isn't it? It's because, you know, you go to a networking event, or let's talk about a wedding, you don't know anybody. You walk in, you've got to make small talk, you know, as soon as you get in there. And it gets a bit much, like me and kind of just introduced ourselves. Then you have to do it over and over again. But at least people then have a bit of a, you know, a history of you and what you do. And we're all there for the same reason. And we're all there to learn from others. So it's kind of, you've missed that bit out, that small talk bit.
Yeah.
And that's the awkward bit, I feel, when you're meeting people and a whole group. And it's, which is what, you know, the average networking event is probably like, oh God, I've got to do it again. Here's my card.
It is. And that's the reason we have failed nights the night before. Again,
yeah.
Carly's based in Walthamstow, where Foundry's just opened. There's a Foundry down here in Poole as well. So those little icebreakers and the chit-chat, we can all have the evening before. By the way, Carly, when was the last time that you were down here at the seaside?
I actually can't remember. It's been a while.
Tell me what you're looking forward to for your reappearance, revisit to Poole, because I don't want you to say I was down in January and that would just ruin it all. We've not been down for a long time, or you've forgotten. What are the things that you're looking forward to coming back down to Poole? Or say something when I can say, no, that's closed now. Or say, I'm looking forward to the ice cream. Nah, they went years ago.
I'm looking forward to walking through Poole Park. Hopefully a bit of sun on the water. Oh. And I'm looking forward to walking along the quay and seeing what's changed since I last went as well. Okay.
Nice. Hey, let me pick up on this. Alex shared something the other week. You just said that about Poole Park. Somebody said in another show about it can get overawed. So we're saying, right, 5 minutes away, you know where the lighthouse is, Carly, like a couple of minutes up the road, there's the park. So please don't feel, if you want to get out like lunchtime, bit of time to yourself, and if the sun is out, it'd be amazing. But you shared these stories about Paul Park, didn't you? Paul Park has this resonance in your life, doesn't it, Alex?
Yeah, it does. And good and bad. And so it's kind of just make new stories and, you know, new memories with those. That was what my piece was about. And just, you know, you and I, Carly, know, well, three of us know well Paul Park, and it means something to us. It's got kind of a great, nice feeling about it. And let's get everybody down there. Let's go play crazy golf if it's open.
Oh, got to keep them contained. By the way, though, Carly, when you're walking down Pool Quay, still good, albeit they're shutting the Wetherspoons. There we go.
That's big news.
There's a few more flats and apartments that have been built probably the last time that you were down, Carly. But do you know what? Nothing changes. That view to Bramsey Island is going to be there for you. That lifting bridge, seeing a posh Sunseeker on the harbour, it's all going to be there waiting for us as well. So it's it's all ready to welcome you back home, Carly, with open arms on that little drive down the hill into Poole or whatever the journey is to get you into Poole. So what from your side, Alex, what are you looking forward to beyond Poole Park?
Beyond Poole Park.
I'm
rubbish at crazy golf. So no, I'm looking forward to seeing some familiar faces I've known for a while. I'm going to give him a big Ollie from lunch with his awesome food. Lunched.
Oh yeah, he's in.
Ollie with his amazing food. Matt King with his limp because he's just broken his ankle. He's one, I'm going to drop his name. He is one, when we talk about people helping people and just, so I've got a bit of a fear of public speaking, and Carly will be great with that as well. But I want to challenge myself and do some more, and Matt can do it. He used to be in the army. He has no fear when it comes to speaking up in front of people, and he's given me some tips and he's going to help me. So anyway, that was a bit of an aside, but you know, people like Liam Toms with his ref shirt, and I think new faces that I've met once or I've spoken to via LinkedIn or on the WhatsApp group. Mel Barfield, she always has to, we have to drop her name every podcast, no, I think, don't we? Christine Gripmon, great Christine.
Oh, no, you're in a bloody roll call. Right, I forgot, here's one bit.
I've got a hug, and I'm looking forward to hugging a load of people.
On to that. So, right, we figured this out, everybody. When we come back in after lunch, everyone's normally a bit lethargic. You've had your lunch, fresh air, and it happens every time that everyone feels they're at a 6 out of 10. We want to be at a 9 out of 10. We want to be at 9 at least. So what we're doing, the world record for the amount of hugs in a minute, it's 88. Is it 88?
That's 88.
What's the man that did it?
Sam Thompson.
So he did it 88 end of last year. It's very instant, let's put it that way. So if people want to do it, you go in for the right door. If you don't want to do it, you go in through the left door. And before you know it, in 1 minute. And I love that Alex has already been talking about the logistics of stands, how she goes about it. So 10 out of 10.
I'm really small. I'm 5'1". And I'm wondering about the whole hugging. It's going to be a bit awkward. So I think everybody, I have to stand up on a pedestal or something to get me a bit up there. I don't know. We're going to have to sort it out.
No way am I having you standing on a stool.
I think I'm tiny, Tom, really small.
Well, two people holding you each side so you don't slip off. I'm not going down that road of... I know I've got
my... Where's the yellow pages when you need it?
I've got my public liability.
Exactly, the yellow pages. That'll be just right.
Hey, so we've got, as well as welcoming Carly back home, we have Alex that's going to break the world record as well. So listen, if you listen to this and you haven't booked on yet and it's still going to be a part of the start to your spring, come to createtoday.uk and you can join in with Carly and Alex at the end of April. So for now, a big thank you to Alex and Carly.
Thank you.
Thank you.